Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Don't be dopey. No. Really. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution, as I like to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it really doesn't take much to get informed. It really doesn't take much to make something different happen. And I know a lot of you guys really kind of think we've lost. And I got to tell you, I wish you would do some research on George Washington. He didn't start off successful. Not only did he not start off successful, but he had so many other issues. I mean, the man was shot several times. And they felt that was a providence of God because they saw bullet holes in his hat, bullet holes in his coat, yet there were no bullet holes in him. Not pretty darn good, I think. But he never gave up. And his attitude was always to trust God for this stuff. So maybe that's what we need to start doing. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be informed. Really, really do want you informed. It's really the only way, obviously, it's really the only way that we win. You know, Bill Maher, who seems to be stepping up for us more and more and more, I just find it so interesting. And then the left can't get it, so now they're coming after him thinking, he's turned into a conservative. Yeah, not happening. We all know that. But I find it so interesting that here he is, he's hitting them more accounts, and they can't handle it. So you think this will work the first time? Because I don't. Take a listen to what he has to say, really, about what's going on today. What's going on about educating the masses. Take a listen.
Yesterday I asked ChatGPT, are there any similarities between today's woke revolution and Chairman Mao's cultural revolution of the 1960s? And it wrote back, how long do you have? Again, in China, we saw how a revolutionary thought he could do a page one rewrite of humans. Mao ordered his citizens to throw off the four olds. Old thinking, old culture, old customs, and old habits. So, your whole life went in the garbage overnight. No biggie. And those who resisted were attacked by an army of purifiers called the Red Guard, who went around the country putting dunce caps on people. Yeah, who didn't take to being a new kind of mortal being. A lot of pointing and shaming went on. Oh, and about a million dead. And the only way to survive was to plead insanity for the crime of being insufficiently radical, then apologize and thank the state for the chance to see what a piece of shit you are, and of course submit to re-education, or as we call it here in America, freshman orientation.
Can anybody argue with that? I mean, as much as some of you really don't like him, he's got a point. He's got several points. I mean, he hits this thing right square in the face. This is why it's so important that you take back your schools. You have to take back your schools. You can stop this. Boards across the country can stop this kind of thing from happening. But you've got to take back your schools. 855-REAL-JOE. Got something to say? 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com if you want to send me a message of any kind. You know, again, he's making his own people crazy over at in the White House. They can't figure out how to corral him, if you would. And the aides now are kind of speaking out about it. There was a Friday report in, Axios. And they said that some of the White House aides, they're fed up with Joe Biden's light schedule that became the norm as the administration seeks to give that gaffe-prone commander-in-chief, and he is gaffe-prone, the best chance of making it through. See, if he's got too much to do, remember he was going to do, push-ups to show you how much stamina he had? I mean, you look at his schedule. I'm sorry. It looks like the schedule of, you know, somebody that's already in a convalescent home. One of the people went on to say, we're all used to strange whispers and sudden yelling that typify Biden's speeches, as well as his, you know, pre-cleared reporters. I mean, that's always great. I mean, they know what he's going to do. He holds the stuff up. He waves it around. They know he can't handle it. Right? Actually putting the picture, I don't know if some of you caught this, actually putting the picture of the reporter he's going to ask you a question to, and the name of the paper, or the publication. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Back, go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how you win. You win when you get the information. Okay? You win when you have, you know, you have the right information you need to push back on people. That's it. And it really isn't that hard. You just got to get informed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time. So, you know, we're talking about how the White House aides are really kind of freaked out by Joe. His extremely light schedule, how he gets anything done, God only knows. His God, maybe not mine. So they want him to have more to do. The problem is that when they put him in these, you know, impromptu moments, screws up big time. That's why they keep pulling him along, getting him out, making sure nobody really asks him any questions. Right? And any tough question asked by a reporter, all he really ever does is kind of laughs and moves along. But Axios, they're reporting that the White House rarely puts Biden in any of these situations on purpose. They also rush him away from what they call hostile reporters. Hostile? You mean people want answers to questions? That's hostile? Now, again, according to the White House aides from other services, too. Right? This is all by design. Matter of fact, they've had one or two people from inside say, it's all by design. And it's really tough when he's not out there speaking, when he's not out there answering questions like you said. It makes it really tough for the West Wing. Some of the White House officials say it's difficult to schedule public or private events with the president in the morning or in the evening or on weekends. Right? Now, inside aides have released information saying, by the numbers, the breakdown of Biden's schedule so far in 2023 reveals how his staff tries to ensure he's at his best. Only 4 public events before 10 a.m., just a dozen public events after 6 p.m. They're mostly dinners with foreign leaders. 12 full weekends with no events, not a one. Right, this is just now for this month. And if you think about it, what are we, 12, maybe 14 weeks in? So he's had an event maybe 2 or 3 weekends. Now they say it's his limited schedule. It's going to be the same this year and maybe even a little lighter because of the reelection bid. Right? He's going to do most of the insiders claim that he's going to do most of his stuff from the basement again. I mean, why don't they just go find a lookalike for him and get it over with? Just lock him up in a facility that looks like the White House. You can bring actors in. He'll never know. The hiding Biden. They're not going to let him out there. Not going to be good for him. Some of the White House aides privately have compared Biden to an aging king. He has a tight-knit palace guard of longtime aides that they protect him. And they make sure that he doesn't take any chances. They say Biden hasn't done an interview with the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the Wall Street Journal. For decades, especially Democrat presidents, have done this. Biden's team points to scores of these brief Q&A interactions, right? The reporters have no sympathy for him. Absolutely none. They're getting quite frustrated at this, but wouldn't you? And then their strategy, and you've seen this at the White House, you've seen it in the White House, is they're using social media influencers to kind of get him out there, to kind of get them to believe in him. Right? So the White House official spokesman, predictably, they're denying this. They're saying, well, whatever you're hearing is wrong. Of course, because he's perfect. He's got all kinds of veggies, sharp as a tack. Right? Now, the people in the White House have to be careful. Don't they? I mean, they've got to be careful with what they say, what they put out, how they say it. I mean, they don't want to get Clintonized or anything like that. CNN explained a while back in a piece, they try to cover for him, if you would, how Biden operates as president, that his daily schedule includes a return to his residence by 7. You know, and again, where evenings, he must be so spent. If any of you have been around anyone with Alzheimer's and or dementia, but mostly Alzheimer's, even in the beginning, I mean, he must be so spent, so mentally spent by the end of the day, he can't really get anything done. Probably can't get through a full sentence. So he's got I just almost told a lie. I just almost said, you know, he's going to do fine. They're going to keep him locked up. They're going to give him as many vitamins intravenously as they need to do. But he's not. He's not going to do fine. They're just going to hide him. Right? It's really that simple. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me here on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Well, there's finally starting to get a crack. Maybe we should go down that road. Among the LGBTQ community. See, there's now a group called the Youth Attracted Persons. We used to call them pedophiles. They want their flag, they want their color in with the LGBTQ color. Now, you know, this woke world is heading towards a real concerning direction. There's a Twitter user now, an influencer, states that they are celebrating YAP, which is short for Youth Attracted Persons. Many are not happy with it. Twitter users went on a crusade against the user. Now, here's the thing. Why would they be upset about it? You know, these drag queens. We're told if you're against drag queens, you're against the gay and lesbian community. And these drag queens are twerking their butt in front of these little kids. What's the problem here? Why should this be a young, attracted persons? We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortion if he's elected president. In an interview with WMUR in New Hampshire, Trump was asked if he would sign the federal abortion ban proposed by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He said he would get something done on abortion where everyone is going to be satisfied. A new video shows former President Trump embracing a woman who served jail time for her actions during the Capitol riot. During a campaign stop at a New Hampshire diner Thursday, Mikki Larsen Olson was introduced to Trump as a Jan Sixer. In an interview with NBC News, Larsen Olson said that she considers Trump to be the, quote, real president, and lawmakers who voted to certify President Biden's presidential election should be put to death for treason. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 5-5 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It is the only way to win, seriously. All right, let's get to it. Got so much that I want to still try to get through. We're talking about the youth attractive persons. We used to call them pedophiles. I guess that's a bad thing now. Makes them feel bad. We don't want to make them feel bad, right? We'd rather have the kids be attacked. Much better. Anyway, God. The topic's been going around for years, especially, I guess, in West Virginia. I'm sorry, Virginia. The New York Post states that the Virginia assistant professor named Walker maintained that it was crucial to use the phrase minor attractive persons, MAPS, rather than the derogatory term pedophile. Since it's less offensive. Because we don't want them to feel bad about wanting to have sex with your 12-year-old daughter, right? Following down Walker's phrase, according to critics, it destigmatizes these sex offenders. The professor argues that the study was done to stop child sexual abuse and better understand potential sexual offenders in the statement. How? How does it stop child sexual abuse? It can't. You know, this is another thing. They used to say back in the 60s, if we disarmed, if we got rid of our nukes, the other countries would follow suit. Let that sink in for a second. Reagan proved that that was so wrong. When he basically came in and threatened, and he spent all kinds of money in the military, finally, to beef it back up, talked about the Star Wars initiative. It scared the crud out of the Russians. They really thought we were going ahead with that. Right? Just amazing. So when you hear that term, I'm telling you this so you'll pay attention here. Minor attractive person, yap. Youth attractive person, yap. Map and yap, sorry. You know what it means now. You know what it's all about. just again, just nuts. It used to be we were looking for that whacked person, the creepy guy, so that you would know, and you would like teach your kids what to look for, what to stay away from. But now it's almost considered second nature. Now it's kind of like you're expecting this stuff to happen, so it's okay. Not a big deal. And who's the creepster? Well, what do you tell your kids and grandkids to watch? Grandkids, sorry, to watch out for. Can you tell them? I mean, is it politically correct to tell them to watch out for these kind of people? For maps and yaps? Look, guys, you know how I feel about this. I've said it a million times. I think one of the biggest reasons we have the problems we're having today, we have turned away from God. Okay? Our churches, even our Christian churches, are white Anglo-Saxon, whatever you want to call them. A lot of our conservative churches, they look, and Zoe has talked about this a million times, he's right. They look at the church, or they look at Trump as if he is the church, if you would. Trump was their political savior. Now, he did a lot of great things, don't get me wrong. But we shouldn't be looking to him like that. Our sufficiency should be God, not him. We should ask God to drive him. You know, when he was talking yesterday, he made me cringe again. Why do you keep attacking? Like DeSantis. He said when he retired the crooked from Hillary, was going to give her a different name and give Joey B. the name of crooked. Okay, whatever. Don't hang on it. Speak it and move on. Seriously. And don't poke on DeSantis. You may need him and want him later on. I know he thinks he doesn't need anybody, but he does. But I mean, in all sincerity, stop it. And not listening to me, I know that, but I think he should stop it. All right. And I went down the road to say, because, you know, a lot of these conservative churches, that's the way they think, but a lot of the more liberal churches, a lot of the black churches, they see it all as a Democrat thing. And don't take it from my mouth here. Take a listen, maybe, if it works.
Why do you believe that we're seeing people who are going to church but still supporting the CRT in some of these issues that are completely anti-Christ?
The Apostle Paul tells us that in the last days, perilous times will come, and men will be lovers of their own selves first and foremost. The truth is being held in unrighteousness. Many of the black churches today are more Democrat than they are Christian. They are holding on to the donkey, but they have relinquished the cross. There's an intentional plan to destroy the black community, use it as useful puppets for political propaganda and gain. So many pastors who are beholden to the Democrat Party, it's hard to get the truth out. You know, who would ever thought that we'd have a black pastor run for office and win his campaign using the Bible as a tool to push lies when the Bible speaks clearly against any of the things that he stands for?
Do you believe there should be any limitations on abortion set by the government?
The core protection that they've known for 50 years was taken from them by an extremist Supreme Court.
A core protection that has been in the Bible for over 2,000 years, that reverend doesn't care about.
You call that kind of preacher a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, people, we've got to the point, I think, personal opinion, that our political ideology overrides what we should be as Christians. And they've printed up all these signs now that they're putting out all over the place at these rallies and what have you, the left has, that God is love. God is love. He wouldn't do what you say he would do. Well, here's the deal. Yes, he would. Look at the penalties in the Bible for certain things. You know, when it comes to stealing, especially, you want to go Old Testament or New? You know, an eye for an eye? Really? Look at what's going on out there. You really want to live by the Old Testament? It's fine by me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, the youth have become very intolerant, very angry. And they don't realize what they're doing to American democracy. They don't realize what they're doing to the system as a whole. They think they've got it down. They think they've got it figured out. I don't, you know, again, you have to look at the parents and say, what did you raise? Was this what you were trying for? There's a difference between independence and just being angry. In 68, it was considered many to be the worst in modern history that year. Assassinations of political leaders, race riots, urban areas, student protests. I mean, you had all kinds of stuff happening, right? There were harsh crackdowns on college campuses. You had a war that was going on, raging out of control, thousands of miles away. But when you look at what's happening right now, particularly at schools and universities on both sides, you know, all over the country, it's extremely troubling. And if you can't get these young people to understand what they're fighting for, if you can't get these young people to understand the freedom they need to maintain, they need to make sure, you will lose the country. Because it's the young people that are fighting the fight, or should be anyway. There was a College Plus survey recently of over 45,000 participants. The survey was about respect, tolerance, and open-mindedness on American campuses. This is a, and you know, as surveys go, pretty large survey. 62% of the students said it's at least sometimes acceptable to shut down a speaker. And 1 in 5 students said that using violence to stop a campus speech is also sometimes acceptable. So you don't have freedoms. They can't figure that out. You're taking somebody's freedom away from them. Right? Academia is one place in the world where you're supposed to have intellectual freedom. You're supposed to have the ability to throw ideas around, to discuss certain situations without being shut down.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it.
I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, really, really appreciate your time with me. Talk about how the youth have become a lot more intolerant. You know, if my uncle was still alive, he used to love to say, boy, you know, for being such a young guy, I guess you're the smartest one in the room, huh? They think they're so smart. They think they've got the experience, the education, the understanding, they've been bit enough times to know. Generation Z may claim they're the most tolerant, enlightened generation ever, but that's not the reality. Many of their students are just so angry about so many things, they can't get anything done. But, again, you don't want to put a whole generation down, but I got to find a story as well, maybe next week, about how Generation Z, or Gen Zers, are not lasting long on their jobs. I mean, so they last a couple of weeks, and that's it for the most cases, because their mindset of what work is, their mindset of the realities behind work, they don't have it. They don't understand it. They don't get it. And they don't get why you don't cater to them. You know, they really, truly believe. And I've talked to people, business people, who have been in these situations where these young people think, you know, hey, you don't take any of my ideas seriously. You never thank me for working. You don't show me that you're appreciative of me. My one buddy says they get paychecks every week. What else do they want from us? To come down, shake everybody's hand, and give them their paycheck at the same time? No, they don't want to. That's the everybody gets a trophy, right? Mindset. It's just, it is amazing. So when you look at that, you have to say, how did they get raised? What information were they given? What were they allowed to get away with? Who kept covering for them? You got to ask those questions. I think you do. Might be totally wrong, but I think you do. Because then you can see what you shouldn't be doing with others. Seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Love to hear what you have to say. But when you get down to it, here, this is the article I was looking for. It's just amazing. Gen Zer says that couldn't pay me enough to sit in an office all day. Recruiters are saying that job candidates are all demanding work-from-home jobs. And it's really built around Gen Zers. A Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania-based job recruiter revealed that the kinds of questions she hears from potential employees in viral TikTok posted on April 19th, she said the video, which she viewed more than, or has been viewed more than, almost a million times now. Applicants who wanted to work from home, would only work from home, actually. Now, I will tell you, years ago, when I worked in corporate America, and we were talking, you know, we'd be doing interviews. It used to be when people came in, the young people especially, some of their first questions were built around, okay, so, you know, what's the pay base? What are the benefits? What's the work schedule? You know, I mean, seriously, those kind of things. When I was doing, at one point when I was doing the interviews, it switched. It's almost like it wasn't gradual. It happened almost overnight. The younger kids coming into work or the younger applicants weren't asking those questions. The questions were around how much time they could have off, how much me time, how much personal time. Could they work 3 10s or 4 10s? It was all about them and what breaks they got and how long it would take them to rise the corporate ladder. It was quite interesting. The money thing tended to be closer to the end. So not that they didn't care about the money, but it wasn't as important as knowing what days, what you have off, how do you accumulate these personal days. And now after COVID-19, where so many people had been able to work at home, you got these Gen Zers coming out saying, look, I need to be fully remote. I'm only considering work-from-home jobs. I'm never going back to an office. I've set new work boundaries. I can only work from home. I mean, these people will go, I'm looking at these notes. Now, many people who saw the video agreed that the applicants had justified searching exclusively for work-from-home jobs, especially when working at an office isn't good for them. See, about me. You might have to put yourself out. You know, businesses have been breaking their backs to accommodate moms, single moms, people with families. Some major businesses actually put care centers, you know, child care centers in their workplace. They accommodate things like they'll split a job between two people. They'll do a lot for you. You know, but when you talk about that, I know some people are all for remote jobs. But do you know how hard it is to work from home? You know how disciplined you have to be to make this kind of stuff happen? You know, and one person wrote, I don't even know what these words mean, but one person writes, working remotely really allows me to be in a space where my neurodivergent self can flourish. Really? What does that mean? How about getting the work done? Nobody cares whether you flourish. How about getting the work done? Pew Research did a study back in 2022, in February. They found that almost 60% of Americans whose jobs can be done outside the office worked from home 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic. Another 60% of Americans reported that was their own decision not to return to the traditional workplace. Now, other people who left messages on this video revealed that the issues like gas prices, commute times have kept them from returning to an office job. One user revealed how they spend money on gas only once a month instead of once a week. Look, I get it. The area I live in is outside of L.A. When people had to work from home, a lot of them sold their Los Angeles homes and they moved up in my area. And they had an extra room, you know, get a bigger bang for their buck, because now they weren't spending as much money, to this lady's point, on gas and other things. All right? And it takes discipline to do that. But some of these workplaces need you in there to take care of people. Now, businesses don't necessarily do that, but what about a lot of these businesses like, I don't know, you know, hospital billing and what have you? Your information has to be secure. I'm not so sure it's going to be secure spread out over your kitchen table. You know what I mean? Some users said they preferred a hybrid workplace. You know, you've got employees setting their terms. The one fellow says, yep, I don't mind working in the office, but I'm only going to do it on my terms. Wow. One fellow says, I'd be willing to come in 2 days a week if I could set my own hours. Who's the boss? I mean, usually the supervisor, the boss, whoever, knows what they need to get done on a daily basis. They know what needs to happen. Now, I've got friends, people that did go back to work, and they said, look, I'm loving this because I didn't get to collaborate before. I didn't get to see my friends. I didn't get to bounce ideas off of these people easily. And you can't do it, right? You just simply, I mean, simple, easy. You can't do it on texting. You can't do it on a voice chat. It doesn't have the same nuance to it. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, you know, we've lost the work ethic. We've lost what we need to do to make things right. And it's just going to get worse. And, if, you know, I've said this to you guys before. I know you guys in the chat room, you've heard this. But, you know, start pushing it out to your friends, really. We can't wait for the government to help out. You can't wait anymore for your local church. You can't wait anymore for somebody else to do the work that it's obvious that we're going to need to do. I don't know any other way to say it. You know, the schools aren't doing it. The leaders in the community aren't doing it. So you need to do it. Step up. Talk to those kids you see running around being stupid. If you're afraid to talk with them, I don't know, get the conversations with your other friends that you can have at a table. Explain to them how they can step out and make a difference. Do something to make a change. Joe Mancini, your host. Hey, God bless, guys. Have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid for the rest of the day. You know, I want you back here with me on Monday. Again, enjoy. Get involved and get engaged.